I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Preseason week two in the books. And while a lot of the starters rested, we did get some big takeaways, guys. Usage, performance, QB battles heating up for the Raiders and other teams. We're going to look at the major takeaways and, most importantly, look at how that's impacted the card market now heading into week three. Look at the takeaways here from week two as the top 10 players going up right now in football card value, comparing that player performance with the eBay sold data. Let's dig in. Number one, Caleb Williams. Guys, he's got that number one overall draft capital. And when you make plays like this, as he hits Rome Odunze here on the run off the back foot, running to his left side. Plays like this, I'm pretty sure, are Patrick Mahomes-esque. And this is what this guy does best. So it was an uneventful first half, but then he makes this play right here, all before capping the drive off with this scramble touchdown that is like playing Madden, the video game right here, Caleb Williams. And this, let's look at how it's translated into the hobby. Now, I'm a fan of wildcard, but stuff like this, I think, is quite goofy with the dinosaur, the dynamite. I mean, that's pretty cheesy. But because it's got the rookie auto, it does have their version of this rookie card shield here. $225 in a buy it now today. Very, very strong. And what do we have here? A Leaf Pro Set, like $2.50. These are cards that for Joe Burrow, I could find that card for 50 cents here. But we do still have, I guess, somewhat of a limited supply for Caleb Williams. Still no really good pro uniform cards out. But the Topps Composite is going to have some really nice. Now, it's not going to have the Bears logo, but it is going to have some nice Caleb Williams card. But it does have that rookie card shield logo from Topps. It does have the Topps Chrome logo. We do have a big Chicago text in the top right. And obviously, you cannot mistake the uniforms. You know it's the Chicago Bears here. And you got this rookie auto over here, which you're not going to find anywhere else because he's a Fanatics exclusive athlete. This is big right here for Topps Composite. This card right here is immediately going to vault to the top of Caleb Williams' market and be worth a small fortune, as we see a Leaf draft, Leaf rookie card shield, PSA 10, ComC, $81.90. It's a $1 card, guys, selling right now for Caleb Williams in a PSA 10 slab for $82. We have a pretty decent sale here, $315 for the raw Bowman Chrome University with the first logo, rookie auto. You can see those base tops now, still selling for around $10. It's going to probably fluctuate between 10 and 20 depending on the eyeballs and how much you just have it listed at your shipping cost, all that kind of good stuff. But as you can see here, August 12th, a week ago, that PSA 10 Bowman Chrome University first was selling for 56 in an auction. Today, that same card goes for 90. Quite the increase there in the span of a week. And we have an August 10th of 55 57.99, so we have definitely reached a new high, auction high, for this card, and this is in his base tier. Now, let's look at his largest transaction. So, this eBay seller claims that this red out of five from Bowman Chrome University first is the only one to ever surface, and therefore his PSA 9 sold for $4,000 in a buy it now. Credible transaction for a college uniform card. Here's the red refractor, but with an auto SGC 9. Going for $2,800 a couple days before. So if you notice, that was August 15th, and this is August 12th. This August 12th guy definitely sold himself short. I guess you could say it's SGC versus PSA 9, but should not be that big of a difference. Both reputable grading companies. Look, here's an August 17th. This one's out of 50. This one's out of 50. Gold Lava Refractor out of 50. The Bowman First, rookie auto. PSA 10. Now that does say 10, and that is not on the not on the auto either. That is on the card. So $3,500. I mean, solid transaction there. Yesterday, you did have a best offer accepted in auction format for a Topps Now triple auto. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, unopened from Topps. Topps Now, $2,300. And then you got his Goodwin Champions autograph here. A fight on, got a 10 on the card, 10 on the auto. Got that fight on with the Caleb on-card rookie auto. The serial numbering by hand there. Autographs listed for $2,500. Claims a population of one. Ultimately sold for $1,450. Incredible for a Goodwin's Champion card. Now, before we go any further, if you're new here, welcome to the Football Card Quest, part of the NoOffSeason.com Sports Card Network. My name is Andy. We're 100% dedicated to football cards research and selling tips. And shout out to today's video sponsor, CGC Card Grading. For bulk submissions as low as $11 per card on 25 card minimum. Their turnaround times are excellent. Their crystal clear holders are incredible. And they're the perfect protection for your favorite football cards and your football card collection. You got to check out cgcgrading.com. They also authenticate event signed cards and other sports memorabilia. So we got to give number two spot here to Roman Dunze for that 45 yard gain. He also had a nice little reverse. Rome, the hot shot, young first round rookie paired with Caleb Williams. Guys, stacking is optimal, not only in fantasy, but also in cards. It was hard to get yourself some Rome rookie cards because he has a limited supply. Base entry level, you're looking at these scorecards from Score a Treat here. Little pumpkin designs, little Halloween designs. Score main set is coming out soon. They'll have some better cards in there. But a lot of people are trying to get their hands on these little portrait cards. They're just a couple dollars. The Panini Instants are coming out. Look at the Draft Night. The Draft Night out of 25 here, green. Not color matches the Bears at all, but still. Sealed by Panini. This card coming $112.50. This was a, I believe it was a $25 card. It is serial numbered out of 25, but the people that got this direct from Panini, cashing in big time. Here's the base one. That's a no-name grading company, $25. Really nice profit there. That's going to be another base card. Premium cards of this market are going to be any of the Panini National cards. This red cracked ice, a great color match to the Chicago Bears. Serial numbering out of 149. Rookie card shield in the top left. $105 listed in a buy it now. And sold today for an unknown dollar amount because my extension won't load. Here's a base silver out of $399 was listed for $30. That sold for $20. So that's like a great premium level. This one out of $99. That sold for $102.50. So I guarantee you this guy could have gotten the 30 for this one if he just would have held on. And if he would have taken better pictures. Get some better lighting, man. Highlight the silver refraction on that card. I know it's a foil finish, but still. Take pictures of it raw. Highlight it a little bit better. You're going to get more money for that card. No doubt. All right, so his largest transaction over the weekend was Panini National VIP Gold Color Blast. We've seen these Color Blasts go for a lot of money. The Rome, $455 yesterday in auction. Really cool card because it does feature the Bears pro uniforms, logos. You got that big Panini. Color Blast is a very popular case hit, all right, from Prism, Obsidian, signed helmet. Wow, the signed helmet went for $400. That's really cool. As his largest transaction from Saturday was actually a VIP gold pack. This is another Panini National card. This one here, the Giraffe Scope SSP Prism, $600. Buy it now. Big time transaction. And then another one Saturday, you had Panini National Gold Shimmer, 2 out of 10. I would almost think that the Prism Gold Shimmer had gone more for the Giraffe. But $370 in auction. I mean, that's a big time transaction for a card over the long run that's probably going to lose value, but it could hold very well because Rome does look like the real deal. I mean, he is legit. Once again, We have another Panini National Silver Cracked Ice, another incredibly popular, typically serial numbered out of 25 or like 23 or less for these major super rare cracked ice. And this one out of 25 is listed for $250 and sold to buy it now Saturday for $200. All right, so number three is actually going to be Sam Darnold. And this is by way of injury. I mean, J.J. McCarthy is out for the year. No matter how good he looked in that first week of preseason, he did look pretty good. He is out for the year. Tore his meniscus, which is requiring surgery. And as a result, Sam Darnold's cards have gone up. I mean, we're just looking at his graded results here through our web app, Slabhawk. And just look at his buy it nows on his base prism. I mean, if you go back, and you actually had a little dip there, 35. So I want to talk about the values of these cards, where they've come from. As you can see, the low, it was $15, right? There was a $15 buy it now on this card in June, and now we've just gone up to a high of $45 here, Friday, August 16th, as this news dropped middle to end of last week. I think it was like last Thursday. So that's when he really started to take off. And now what you're observing is the fact that his prices are still pretty low, but they have gone up. So up 48%, the Prism, the Optic Downtown PSA 10 up 23% to a new trend of 422. So let's look at this. What was the increase on the Downtown PSA 10 after the news? There was a $500 buy it now after the news. Before the news, if you go back to March, there was an auction for $255. This is why I stress to not impulse buy on news like that, because chances are you could overpay. Now, the thing is, this is a Downtown. It's also a PSA 10. I mean, $500 is a very reasonable price to pay for a raw Downtown on a starting caliber quarterback. He does have Justin Jefferson. Jordan Addison is dealing with some stuff, but, I mean, this is a good offense to be a part of. I mean, Kevin O'Connell is a great play caller. All right, so let's look at some Optic Holo solds here. We have a Raw that sold yesterday in auction for $20, still very low. Let's look at this one last Thursday, $36, okay? And so just to give you guys a comparison, I mean, a Lamar Jackson Optic Holo is probably a couple $100. I mean, probably looking at about $200. I mean, a Josh Allen's going to be looking at probably, you know, $300 to $350, something like that for his Optic Holo. So all things considering, you still have a lot of room for Sam Darnold cards to go up if he plays well out of the gates here. But as we talked about, and as we've looked at the schedule analyzer, the Minnesota Vikings week one here have the New York Giants, which Daniel Jones, making a debut this past week, looked pretty bad through two interceptions. So that's actually a favorable matchup for the Vikings right there at the Giants in week one. And then in week two, they host San Francisco, which is a tough matchup. But playing at home, San Francisco traveling there, maybe, just maybe, if Darnold can lead Minnesota to a week two win at home over San Francisco, then we're talking a pretty significant increase. They have Houston at home week three, so it's not going to be easy after week one. They've got a nice matchup week one. It could generate some hype. I could see these cards if he plays well and there's a big performance, some big time throws, some nice touchdown passes, a good quarterback rating, minimize the mistakes. I could see this card going up to $70 to $80, $90. It has some nice scarcity to it. It's a great quality card, very popular from 2018. The question is going to be, can Sam Darnold execute? And he has before. So I do think there's possibility for these cards to go up. As you can see, Prism, Optic, these cards are prioritized over Select. Select has been deprioritized, has been depopularized since the set went retail, and it didn't only affect, postmodern sets in 2020 to present day, but also sets before. A lot of Darnold's largest sales in the past 90 days have all come in the past 4 or 5 days. Optic Holo PSA 10s, Optic Holo Autos, Optic Holo PSA 10. So you can see how popular the Optic are from 2018. And that's why I highlight them as such a nice card to get into there. Someone got themselves a decent deal on a Holo PSA 10 there at 89. Fantastic deal. So you can see PSA 9 for 40. A little upgrade over the 10. So it declines pretty quick. So it's like a lot of people are buying these like kind of mid-tier, entry-level tier cards for Darnold, kind of giving him a chance here. He's going to have a shot. He's a decent bet because week one is a cushy matchup. I think they could go up a little bit, but don't expect the crazy things to happen. He's not a rookie. Cat's a veteran now. So it's going to take more consecutive games strung together to generate the same amount of hype Caleb Williams is from one preseason highlight. You catch my drift? Okay, so beating the Giants week one may not necessarily get you the spike you're looking for in your optic holo Sam Darnold. But if he beats San Francisco at home week two after beating the Giants in week one and goes 2-0, now we're talking, guys. Number four, gotta be Jane Daniels, man. It's gotta be Jane Daniels. Can't put any further down the list. Guy, he's going to be really, really solid in his rookie year, man. Yeah, that was August 8th. The tops now orange out of 10, PSA 10, two grand there. Let's look at most recent is a bunch of these little score treats, man. People love to get them a little $5 score. Rookie card logo there, Rising Stars for Jaden. Got the portrait look. A lot of people buying these greens, oranges. Here's a gold 1 out of 1 from Leaf Football. Sold today, $175. Nice transaction. Leaf cards, Sage Auto, man. Look at this Sage Low Series. These cards do feel very cheap in your hand, but it does feature a Jaden Daniels autograph there. $110 buy now. So very impressive for what would typically be a, like, you know, $40, $50 card. I think Jaden's still got some room to go up, especially when we get to regular season play. I mean, the guy went 10 for 12, 78 yards, had a long pass of 20 yards. He had a 13-yard run. Overall, 93.8 rating. Just want to highlight Brian Robinson Jr. here, also going 3 for 22 on the ground, 7.3 yards per carry, long of 11. I don't think Austin Eckler is going to be featured very much based on the usage in the run game. I think he's going to be primary a satellite back. I think Brian Robinson is going to have a pretty big workload here in this offense. You can see an absolute, it's kind of down the rankings a little bit, but out of 50, rookie auto, $16. Not bad value there. There's a score for Brian Robinson, entry level card, $699. That's about typical what you'll see for a score now that the card's been out for a year. You know, I mean, Brian Robinson, then now heading into his third year here. This is the kind of card you want to look at. $1,799 for a playoff ticket out of 49. That's a very low price. That's a very low price. That's a price that tells me that he is in the buy range. Brian Robinson out of 10 for 6. That's also a low price. Next up, gotta be Xavier Worthy here, guys. Could be Rashee Rice too. I don't think Rashee Rice actually going to be suspended this year. It's looking more and more like he's not going to be suspended. And with Hollywood Brown out for the next 4 to 6 weeks, and this past preseason was nice. Xavier Worthy was particularly active. He hauled in a touchdown pass from Carson Wentz. He also finished the game with 62 total receiving yards on just 3 catches. And 11 rushing yards on 1 carry. You had Patrick Mahomes playing 2 series. He shows off this high-flying attack. He passes behind the back to Kelce. It was just them showcasing what's going to be their dominance in the NFL. So, hands down, guys, the most valuable quarterback to date in the football card hobby is Patrick Mahomes. And let me specify, you know, modern day active player, because Tom Brady is now retired. So if you take a look, Patrick Mahomes prices are actually up, and we're looking at a 180 day period. So we're looking at a 6 month time period. And look, that $4,200 price on his Prism PSA 10, holding strong, guys. In fact, the Optic Holo PSA 10 up 18% to a new trend of $2,700 from a previous average of $2,300. That's $400 profit in that card. So big-time cards from big-time players are definitely plus EV. You just have to, you have more risk involved, right? I mean, depending on the size of your bankroll, I mean, if $1,000 is 100% of your bankroll, I don't know if it's smart to invest everything in on Patrick Mahomes. And if you do, buy a Carson Wentz as a backup because he's probably one of the more valuable backup quarterbacks in the league, if you catch my drift. And I would definitely like to stack him with the rookie Xavier Worthy. Problem is, it's nothing but college uniform stuff right now. You're definitely going to be stagnant with college uniform stuff. And his college uniform stuff is expensive. Look at this Bowman Inception gold foil RPA patch PSA 10 that sold today in a buy it now for $255. Or this big old plain orange ugly patch with a little cutout with the auto for $80. Non-serial numbered, man. This thing, Pulsar, what is this, Sage? Okay, this is actually a chrome finish card. 25 out of 25 is nice because bookend, but still Sage. So it is devalued because you don't have like rookie card logos or any kind of logos. But you do have an Xavier Worthy, nice auto. I mean, guys, his autograph, his penmanship is definitely gone down from this to his newer cards. Like, look on some of his newer Leaf cards. His autograph has declined because of how many... Yeah, perfect example right there. That's his new autograph on the Leaf printing plate. And that's, like, his older autograph. So it may pay dividends to have one of the earlier autos from Xavier Worthy. But I still am very hesitant to pay $50 for a non-color match, non-licensed card of his. And I think at this point you're holding him and you're looking to sell like week one. And otherwise you're just kind of waiting. He may be a buy later on in the season once Hollywood Brown comes back. And maybe he has a couple quiet weeks. Maybe the Chiefs lose a couple games here and there. And there's some more cards out for him you can get your hands on. Because right now, the ones that are out for him, very limited, very expensive. Bo Nix looking very sharp for the Denver Broncos. 8 for 9, 80 yards, 8.9 yards per attempt and a touchdown. That's 140.7 passer rating in preseason week two. He's definitely going to be your starter week one. So the Stidham hype train can come to a complete stop. In fact, you can just go ahead and park that guy at the station. It's going to be the Bo Nix show here in Denver. And it might be interesting because the guy's got more mobility and rushing upside than I previously thought. I think Bo Nix is actually a factor, although I don't think Denver's going to have the best record. So ultimately, I think Bo Nix is a great play in October, November, after the Broncos lose a handful of games. And Bo Nix will continue to be a starter. He's a rookie, man. They're not going to blame all the problems on him. And you can see cards are selling quite well. We still don't have our hands on, like, pro uniform stuff, like real good stuff from Bo Nix, but plenty of Bowman University stuff is selling. Here's his auto, non-first, by the way, $100 out of $499. So, you know, solid values on his stuff. A lot of Leaf and wildcard stuff, wild chrome stuff selling for Bo Nix. And granted, a lot of those cards are low serial number, as you can see, out of 25 for this Bowman Inception, big jumbo patch here, $260. So you can see the Bowman stuff is a tier above Leaf and Sage. Does pretty well, would be like kind of his go-to card right now. I would be hesitant at these prices just because, you know, once again, I go back to the schedule analyzer here and I look at the Denver Broncos and I see they're at Seattle week one. It's not going to be an easy matchup. And in Seattle, not an easy matchup week one for a rookie quarterback with all that noise, loudest stadium in the country. And then week two, you're host Pittsburgh, which is never an easy matchup no matter where you play. Now, you are at home in that game, but still, playing Pittsburgh is very tough defense all the time. And then you go to at Tampa Bay. This is going to be a tough matchup, especially in our heat and humidity here in Tampa. Take from me, I'm here in Tampa, and this is just a great home game for Tampa Bay, who's a solid all-around team and a tough defense as well, led by Todd Bowles as the head coach, who's a defensive-minded coach. So this is not going to be an easy matchup. He's going to dial up all kinds of blitzes against Bo Nix. And I think this could be a challenging matchup. So you could see that's why I'm very hesitant. And I would not buy Bo Nix right now. That's just my recommendation. Sure, there's some upside when you compare his prices to like Caleb or Drake May, Jaden Daniels, that kind of stuff. But the guy's got a super tough schedule. And man, it's going to be tough for the prices to go up from here, especially as the pro uniform cards come out, guys. All right, guys, for this week, we are going to hit the lightning round now, guys, because I have run out of time. I had some unexpected stuff interrupt this video, and so now I'm coming back here, and it's pretty late in the day. Got to get this out. So I'm just going to hit you with my lightning round, right? Tua comes back fresh off that $212.4 million extension. Capped a perfect opening drive with a touchdown pass in his debut. So his stock has gone up as a result. As you know, there is a big discrepancy in Tua's market between like his entry-level stuff. Once again, Optic Hollows, Prism Silvers, great rookie autos. Some of those can get pretty rare, pretty pricey for Tua. If you can get his rookie ticket auto, 500 or less, buy for sure. If you can get his Optic Hollow PSA 10s or Prism Silver, well, actually, it's because Optic Hollow and Prism Silver PSA 10s values are, there's a big difference between those. If you can get his Optic Hollow PSA 10 for like 150 or less, I definitely think that's a buy. Their opening schedule is nice. And yeah, I mean, that was a great debut. Also, Tanner McKee moving on to the Eagles, 15 out of 19, 140 yards, 97.4 passer rating, backup quarterback for the Eagles. He looks to be ahead of Kenny Pickett here. So he is your backup play to Jalen Hurts. Not a bad idea to stash some McKee because he is so young. And he has pretty much beat out Pickett here for this backup job. Drake May had a solid yet quiet week one showing, but gave a little bit more to talk about this past week against the Eagles. He had a big time throw, a deep shot to Javon Baker, but it fell incomplete, so it didn't actually hit the box score. He did find the end zone with his legs. All in all, looking really solid there. I think he could start sooner rather than later, but once again, he's a guy that falls in that Bo Nix category to avoid. Ravens and Falcons rested all their key starters. Not really interested in the Josh Johnson game. CJ Stroud made another showing, man. So crazy how good the potential is, but his prices are so expensive right now. It's like buying Patrick Mahomes. And the chances are that they're going to dip in October, November. And I think that is the play, in my honest opinion. But, you know, Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, Nico Collins gets the big reception in this game. 24-yard catch was the most impressive of the bunch. But all three of these guys are going to have spike weeks this year like crazy. I made a note here, Drew Lock incoming potential question mark. Daniel Jones, 11 for 18, 138 yards, two interceptions, a 45.4 rating was bad. Malik Nabers, absolute stud. He would be on this list as part of the top 10. He had a carry for 5 yards. He was the target leader with six. He's getting all his work in the preseason. He's going to continue to just be a monster all year long here. Important to note for the Lions, Hendon Hooker is the QB3 on the team behind Nate Sudfeld right now. Very interesting. I don't think the rookie running back Sione Vaki has any cards, but he's definitely a stash if he gets published in maybe a score set, something like that. I have to do some more research and very early on that. Braylon Allen continues. He would be on this top 10 on the back end here. As a premium handcuff and a must-own running back for the Jets. The guy continued to go. So is Ray Davis. Ray Davis is a must-own rookie running back for the Bills. He gets 7.2 yards per carry. Goes 8 for 58 yards, a long of 19 yards. Frank Gore Jr. also had a decent little game. But ultimately, the Bills are a hype machine in the NFL. Massive, rabid fan base. These people will spend good money on their emerging players' rookie cards. Want to be early on Ray Davis and Frank Gore Jr. for sure, especially if you can buy them at some low tier prices like we talk about. Russell Wilson, Justin Fields battle, still very close. Russ takes three sacks, unable to score. Fields moved a little bit better. He's better on his legs, that's for damn sure. He has that upside, his rushing upside. But just against a weaker defense, Jalen Warren's going to miss 4 to 5 weeks. That leaves more hype for Najee Harris. And it is interesting because, you know, brain farting, but the Arthur Smith is the offensive coordinator now for the Pittsburgh Steelers, comes from the Atlanta Falcons, does some weird stuff with the running back deployment. So I'm really hesitant to say Najee's going to have a bell cow role. There's probably going to be some, you know, Cordell Patterson and some other stuff going on there for the Steelers. Sam Howell is still alive as a QB2. Nice performance here. Kamani Vidal is still alive as a sleeper running back for the Chargers. Goes 11.49, 4.5 yards per carry, 13-yard long run. He is in Sage. Worth some stash. Guys, now is your time to sell Mac Jones after this Jags games. Throws for 210 yards and two scores. He also forces two missed tackles and picks up a first down along the way with his legs. He secured the Jacksonville's backup job. I think it's a great time to move onto Mac Jones, even if you're taking a little bit of a loss, you know. I think it's a great time. Either that or stash him and hope he starts during the season. But he's got a little bit of hype, a little bit of increased demand. Saw some interesting buy it nows go for him. You know, talking about the Raiders QB battle, I mean, dude, neither one of these guys impressed this week. I mean, both of them had turnover-worthy plays. Minshew almost had a pick six, luckily avoided it, but O'Connell did throw a real pick six. So it's like, man, I mean, neither one of these guys really solidified, although it appears Aiden O'Connell is a little bit closer to locking down the starting gig overall. You know, his overall outside of this pick six he did throw in this preseason game, been pretty good. Trey Tucker, I would put on the back end of this top 10 because he gets loose in this game. He has a big 48-yard touchdown, leads the team in targets on the night. I also wrote down, this is a great time to sell Trey Lance. Another 2021 bust. Let's line him up, man. Lance, Zach Wilson, almost Justin Fields, almost Trevor Lawrence, maybe. No, I'm joking. Don't come after me, Trevor Lawrence truthers. You guys are radical. Mac Jones. But, yeah, Trey Lance goes 734 and a touchdown on the ground, 15 for 23 and a touchdown through the air. Plays for the Cowboys. This is a great chance, man. And last but not least, Tim Patrick is still alive in Denver. And he's ahead of Troy Franklin on the depth chart. I'm just saying. So, Tim Patrick is one of those guys, very few rookie cards. He's still alive. He just needs to stay healthy, but he could make an impact. He could have some big games. He is a good route runner, great work ethic. Just guy needs to stay healthy. Very good experience there. So that's it, guys. I got to get out of here. Come tune in to Carter and I tomorrow at noon, every Tuesday. We're going to have some fun. Peace.